Us, a Stray Kids podfic, written by Solar Finn and read to you by Fens and Marshes. It's all in the eyes. The way his father looks triumphant when he finds the perfect pomelo at the grocery store, his mother's favourite. The way Jong-in rolls his eyes at Hyunjin but doesn't move away as he demands his daily kisses. Seungmin, eyes soft and slack-jawed while watching Changbin attempt to follow IKEA directions. Ha Ji-sung looks at Min-ho, all melted goo, as he ties his shoelaces one bunny loop at a time. Felix knows what love looks like. It's just, sometimes, it's easier to pretend he doesn't. That way, it hurts less when Chan's gaze ghosts over his face, stopping at his freckles, his nose, his lips, unable to look him in the eye. It's not his fault. Felix can't blame him. If anything, he's just as complicit. He'll admire Chan's deep-set dimples, the way his hair curls around his ears, the way his lips disappear when he smiles awkwardly, how he rolls his shoulders back, breathes with his stomach. Even the familiar little patch of dry skin sitting on the inner corner of his elbow. Eyes are just far too loud. Felix likes to think of himself as an easily pleased person. It doesn't take a lot to put a smile on his face, not when he tries to see the good in everything. It's easy to love when the stakes are low. After all, there's nothing to lose from wiggling his eyebrows at Ji-sung's greasy lines, or batting his eyelashes while squeezing Changbin's biceps. He loves his friends. They should know this. Something about Chan, though, makes him falter. They meet, officially, at Seungmin's place. Some sort of get-together, a place where old friends can meet new ones. Chan looks him up and down and gives him a fist bump. Grins crookedly and calls him an Australian brother. It's good to have another in the group, he says. Surface level talk. Felix agrees. As soon as he walks away, Felix looks at him properly, eyes tracing every part of him, and through an alcohol-induced haze, he realizes he wants Chan like nothing else. It's an immediate and involuntary thought. Felix knows it would be a bad idea to go after him, to lean his hip into the doors of Seungmin's fancy fridge, watching as Chan's hands clench and unclench, to pinch the hem of Chan's shirt between his thumb and forefinger, to tuck his nose into his neck, feeling Chan's heart rate spike. And yet, half an hour later, heaving for breath while perched atop the bathroom counter, pants and underwear shucked off, Chan having escaped mere minutes before, he finds himself not caring. Life goes on. Felix keeps running into Chan, sometimes by accident and sometimes by choice. At an apartment, a restaurant, a cafe. They don't live in a small town. Felix is just perceptive like that. The persistent weight of a stare follows him, sticky and ever-present. But when he turns around, there's nothing there. A ghost of intimacy. Lost to the wind. Chan is friendly in public. He claps Felix on the shoulder, calls him names like bro and mate. They roll off his tongue naturally enough, but Felix hears the way his breath catches before he says them. Go on, Felix wants to say. Call me the name you don't even believe. He keeps his mouth shut, slaps him on the back when they hug, one-armed. Friendly, that's what they are. Nothing else. Behind closed doors, Chan drops the act. One night spent together turns into two, then three. Then at some point, Felix stops counting. He becomes familiar with the dimples on Chan's lower back, the way his eyelids are all puffy in the morning, but not too familiar. They don't look at each other, not completely. It becomes a bit of a routine. They meet, they say a few sentences to each other, they fuck. Chan doesn't say anything. Felix doesn't want him to. Or at least that's what he tells himself. The elephant in the room grows larger and larger until it's the only thing left to see. Still, Felix doesn't offer any words. How can he find an appropriate time to speak when Chun continues to tear his gaze away whenever he looks at Felix for just a second too long? The desperate side of Felix wants to hold eye contact, just once, to confirm if the light in Chan's eyes are the same in real life as they are in his mind, if the familiar shine of guilt peeks out from behind his irises, or if it's so well hidden you can't even dig it out with a shovel. The more rational side of him knows that it's better not to say anything, in fear that Chan will run away. Or, worse, brush it off and pretend the elephant never existed in the first place. Both sides of him agree that it's better to have Chan like this than not at all. When Felix picks up Chan's favourite brand of pineapple juice at the store, he knows it's gone too far. He drops the bottle into the cart like it electrocuted him, suddenly feeling ill, cold sweat beading along his hairline. It was a reflex. It was unintentional. He wasn't even thinking of Chan. In that moment, Felix learns the subconscious is far stronger than he ever gave it credit. He doesn't mention the pineapple juice, doesn't offer it to Chan the next time he's over. Instead, when Chan leaves, he stumbles into the kitchen, shirt hanging off his frame, hair a mess, body mottled with love bites that he should call hickeys. With shaking hands, he unscrews the cap and takes a swig straight from the bottle. Felix never liked pineapple much, but he relishes the way the acid eats away at the inside of his mouth. The juice stays in his fridge until it rots. Chan never talks to Felix directly. At first, Felix thought that was just how he was, too lost in his mind, better at musing rather than holding a conversation. But then he saw Chan mashing Jungin's hair until it was flat against his head, eyes crinkled up with joy, ribbing him about never answering his texts, his calls. "What, am I going to have to break your door down to get your attention, Ian?" He doesn't treat Felix like that. And Felix doesn't know if he'd rather be treated like a younger brother, or like the near stranger he is. It used to be exciting, back when he thought Chan's aloofness was genuine, when he felt the butterflies in his stomach, all giddy from the attention. Maybe Chan was just shy. Maybe Chan was just nervous. He figured it out soon enough. Chan plays dumb. Chan denies himself. Chan is a good friend, the best, really, but he's not a good boyfriend. Felix should let this deter him. He should run away. Everything about this is wrong, and he should have just nipped it in the bud before he got too attached, because there's nothing worse than being strung along and knowing how it all ends. But it's all right, because Felix is no better. He knows Chan's heartstrings are far too entangled with his. They're leading each other on, following each other to a destination that doesn't exist. It's okay. It's easier. Like this. The end. Thank you for listening.